Let's celebrate this month. Let's celebrate this week. Welcome to the Big Weekly Blend podcast, the companion to our Big Weekly Blend magazine. Hey, everybody. Super, super excited to have Dr. Jacqueline Ubani back on our Big Weekly Blend podcast today. Dr. Jackie, as we call her, is a board-certified cardiologist. She's an electrophysiologist who, yes, had to teach me how to pronounce that word. And she's the author of the best-selling book, Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. You can get that. Go to womenandheartdiseasebook.com, Amazon, all those great places. But we really wanted her on the show today because it is Thanksgiving week. We always like to celebrate the holidays on this show. We're going to go from November 19th through 25th. But, you know, that Thanksgiving week kicks off fun, family, togetherness, all that happy stuff, right? But it can also kick off a whole bunch of stressful things, and we don't want that. Dr. Jackie has a goal to alleviate heart disease, especially for women, since it really does affect a lot of women in our country. In fact, her whole book is about how to reduce the risk up to 80% by lifestyle changes. But she is also big on us all having fun, being healthy and happy. And that's what she wants for this week in Thanksgiving. Isn't that right, Dr. Jackie? How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. We're all about happiness and healthy living.
That's the thing. And Thanksgiving comes around and that's when all the cookies start to come out and the gingerbread. I mean, you know, the food thing starts, but you know, if we take the marshmallows off the sweet potatoes or the yams or whatever that is that people do here in this country that I don't do, if we take the marshmallows off, is that okay? We could still have a good Thanksgiving meal and be okay.
Absolutely. You can think of ways to make your meal a little healthier by doing some substitutes. And and it can still be a delicious meal and can be fun because you're with your friends and family.
Let's talk about gratitude. I remember one of the shows you were talking about gratitude and being thankful and kind of having those reflective moments can actually be really good for our heart and for our well-being as a whole. So I like to think that we do gratitude every day. If we can do that, we try. I even belong to a Facebook group, the Gratitude Club, which is great. And you're supposed to put in there five things you're grateful for every day. And I have to tell you, if you're not feeling well or something dramatic is happening in your life, the first thing you think of is wah, wah. And right. That's the last thing you want to do is the gratitude. But I'm telling you that it changes everything. You feel much better about the simplest things. So that can that really affect our physical health?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think stress can definitely trigger cardiac events, especially if you are predisposed to having a heart attack or any kind of heart condition. So it's very important to decrease your stress. And like you said, having an attitude of gratitude always helps. If you can take the time out to just even list the things that you're grateful for, even the most minute things, definitely helps you feel better about yourself. It gives you a different mindset and overall can work to make you a happier person.
This is good. I'm liking this. And then people, I think that it should be part of a Thanksgiving tradition with your friends and family, you know, to go around and say, you know, what are you grateful for today? You know, before you eat your meal or during, or, you know, maybe that's just like a way to get people to talk to each other instead of politics at the table. That's not a fun thing to do at Thanksgiving, by the way. Don't do that.
I know. That sounds like a great idea. Going around the table and having everybody, you know, report what they're grateful for, because it makes you remember, because we always remember the things that upset us and get our heart rates up and get our blood pressures up. But sometimes the things that we're grateful for, or even little things, we never really think about, but bringing that up to the forefront will bring happiness, will bring back nicer, friendlier conversations with friends and family, and will overall make a wonderful, I think, atmosphere for Thanksgiving dinners.
Okay, so happiness, don't we have like a happy hormone, right? And if our happy hormone's not happy, do we get negative hormones that affect our heart?
Well, when you get stressed out, there are stress hormones that can have a negative effect on your heart. And if you are predisposed to heart disease, it can trigger a cardiac event, whether it be a heart attack or a stroke, if you're really stressed out and have elevated amounts of these hormones in your bloodstream.
I don't want a cardiac event. I want a party.
Yes. We all
I
want to
like,
be happy. We want to feel
well,
fulfilled. Yes.
I'm happy to report that we're doing some features. And everyone, you'll see this the first Saturday of December. We're doing recordings on things like sparkling cider from Martinelli's so that people
Oh.
can have mocktails and things like that over the holiday season because of the mocktail movement. Because I've also heard that alcohol can, speaking of hormones, like none of us really want to hear about hormones, but happy hormones are good. Like too much alcohol can affect your hormones, right? And that
Yes.
we don't want that. I
No, not at
want.
all. Excessive amounts of alcohol can be detrimental to not just the heart, but all organ systems in the body. So it's always important to make sure, if you don't drink, you really shouldn't start drinking. But if you do, you should do it in moderation. And the American Heart Association says women should have just 1 5-ounce of glass a day. And men can have 2 glasses a day, and that's considered moderate amounts of alcohol. And like you said, if you don't want to drink alcohol, there are lots of options for mocktails. Of course, paying attention to how much sugar you put in these mocktails, but you can use
Oh.
mocktails as substitutes for alcoholic beverages.
That's good. And then like you're saying, the sugar is an issue too.
Yeah.
And diabetes, that's something we've talked a lot too, is like that can trigger heart disease, like they go hand in hand. So I think when
Yes.
we're having our Thanksgiving dinner, we need to look at healthy options because I'm sure somebody in the party coming over is going to have like, hey, I can't eat this and I can't eat that. And no, I don't want to, you may want to have a little nibble of that cookie, or maybe you have those 2 glasses of wine, but you don't want to do it tomorrow then, right? So you have
Right.
to, you can be naughty, a little bit naughty, but you don't want to go all the way and derail a program in for your body either.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
So,
go ahead.
go ahead. I was going to agree with you. I think you can, of course, do things in moderation. But of course, we sometimes fall off the wagon. And when you fall off the wagon, it's important to just get back up the next day and get back on the wagon instead of keep beating yourself to death because you made one mistake.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, don't cause extra stress. Fail forward fast. Get on with it. If you stumble, you better just pick yourself up and go, dang it. That's why there's some good choice words in the world, and move on and say, don't do it again. Don't do it tomorrow. Don't do it today. Christmas is coming.
That's correct.
But
Yes, I agree.
I think also when we talk about food, right? Like is the stress levels, like maybe let other people bring stuff if you're the host,
Yes. Yes.
do what you can that you don't not have fun when people come over to your house,
Yes.
and
Oh, I love. Go
don't
ahead.
stress on it. Like if it's your friends and family and oh, you forgot to vacuum a corner of the living room carpet, who cares? Make them do it.
Yes, it's okay. It is okay. I definitely like the idea of making it a potluck kind of situation so that you're not stuck cooking everything, and it can be stressful, cooking for a large amount of even cooking for 6 more people and on top of your immediate family can be very stressful. So yes, why not make it a potluck so that you're not stuck in the
Yeah.
kitchen and stressed out cooking for a bunch of people coming to your house. Have everybody bring a dish and just make it
Yeah.
simple, light, and fun.
And here's the other deal with potlucks. You know what you made, so you always know you have something to eat.
I like that
I'm
because
just
actually,
saying.
yes, there are actually
True.
people who are concerned about eating other people's cooking. So yes, that would make sense if you're one of those who are concerned about the way other people cook.
And don't forget to play with your food. That's important too. Like really, that's why I think the holiday season, like it is supposed to be fun and festive. I just really hope, we've all learned during COVID and all of that, that now we're out and about, but let's really keep the joy at the forefront. So the stress is at the back, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. There are very serious things going on in the world that we are all stressed about. And,
Yes.
We can step away from those. That's okay to do. It doesn't mean we have our head in the sand. Doesn't mean
Right.
we don't care about situations. But if you is, I mean, do we not kind of need these holidays just to take a break? You know?
Yes, they are designed for, taking a break, having gratitude, spending time with friends and families. But sometimes these situations can be, or we make it more stressful than it ought to be,
Yeah.
and makes it just a miserable experience.
Now
So,
I've
yeah.
got a really cool thing. Let's get into the holidays, Dr. Jackie. November
Okay.
19th, I love this, is National Camping Day. Okay, so if you're in Wisconsin, you may not want to, but there's ways to sleep out in the snow. Apparently, you get to be naked in your sleeping bag. It's warmer. I am not doing that. But some people do. But camping, this is what's so cool. You know, you think about Black Friday, the National Park Service started the hashtag opt outside. So that's Black Friday is what day? Let's see, the 24th, when everybody goes crazy at big box stores and fights over special deals and whatever. And come on, I don't know. It just doesn't sound fun to me, but going for a hike, going, you know, maybe even Thanksgiving is going as a family outdoors. Nancy and I always go hiking on Thanksgiving. It's like, that's kind of our thing is go out in a park or something and maybe don't even go through all the big drama of huge meals. Like,
Yeah.
seriously, you can
Yes.
go on a camping trip with your family that week. Why not? And then have a Thanksgiving around the campfire. That's kind of cool. I think
That
that's a
is
good idea.
cool. Yeah. Why not? Why not do something that you guys all like to do that's fun instead of just coming to one person's place and sitting around and stressing out and eating? Yeah, I like that
Yeah, and
idea.
then sitting and watching football or what, isn't that what people do?
Yes.
And if you watch football, as Nancy and I always say, put the Nutcracker Suite on and
Yes.
watch football to classical music. It's a whole other experience.
Yeah.
It's fun. Come on, it's fun. Okay,
And
so here's what
another
Dr.
fun thing, oh, I
Yeah?
want to mention
No, no.
one other fun thing that I do sometimes with my family when we get together is we play games, playing board games or some kind of game so that we can keep, everybody engaged because, when people get together, everyone wants to get on their phone. Everybody could be sitting in the same room, but no one's really talking to each other because everybody's in their social media. But
Okay.
coming
Oh.
up with something that allows everyone to be engaged, even the little ones, so that they're
Yes.
talking to you, so that you're, finding out a little bit about what's going on in their lives, coming up with a game that everybody can play together.
I love it. Now, did you sneak and look at the holidays this week? Because I think you're this the
No, I
19th.
did not. Where are the
Well,
holidays?
listen, she's a doctor. She's smart. Dr. Jackie's smart. Did you know the 19th is National Play Monopoly Day?
I did not know that.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. Now, this is what excites me. Monopoly is cool because you learn addition as a kid. You learn about budgeting and taking risk and community, right? There's these all these things. Well, earlier this year, we were doing our drive around often on the historic Jefferson Highway that goes from Winnipeg to New Orleans. And we do a monthly show on this highway, this historic highway, which was started in 1915, by the way. So
Wow.
it's pretty old, this highway, and it's resurging. Like, I mean, it's a the revival is on big time. Route 66, you have a big rival. And it comes before it, but I love both highways. But anyway, we were in Illinois. And anybody who has a look, you know, Nancy and I travel full time on the tour, our Love Your Parks tour, looking at parks and public lands, which really the more we go to these parks, like after Thanksgiving, go for a walk it off. But we were driving through a town called Macomb, in Illinois, and we see this sign about Lizzie McGee, Magie. I don't know if it's McGee or Maggie.
Oh,
And
man.
we keep going, who is this lady? Who is this lady? And so, of course, I get on the Googly at a gas station and find out she invented Monopoly, but she's
Oh.
never been truly credited. But her town credits her because Parker
Really?
Brothers took it on. Yes, she created a
She
game.
sold the rights to Parker Brothers?
Well, they stole what she did. She invented what was called the Landlord's Game. She was a game designer, a writer, a feminist, and she was one of the first women on the feminist movement. And so this whole thing, there's a whole story. Now I have to go back. And by the
Wow.
way, thank you, Macomb, because you did let me drive on a road construction road. And only once my car got covered in wet tar did you say wet tar. But anyway, so we have character on the car. We really don't care. It's just like if you drive full time, like who cares? So anyway, so dogs get happy here. But she really is very fascinating because she is a person who really stood up in regards to the feminist movement. And I find that fascinating because she's talking about real estate, if you think about it, right? And yeah, so this, and she, okay, so she, James, her husband was a newspaper publisher and an abolitionist. And he accompanied Abraham Lincoln as he traveled around Illinois debating politics with Stephen Douglas. So anyway, this goes, she was a typist at the dead letter office. Whoa. This it's amazing, this woman. So now I'm going to have to, and she was a politician too because she stood up for all the right things. And yeah, so oh, sorry, that's not her husband. That was her mom, I think. I have to go figure it out, or her brother or something. But anyway, her family's cool. She's got a whole story, and I was just looking this up very briefly before you came on. So now
Interesting.
Nancy and I are going to have to go back and
Yes.
get more tar on the car, and go check it out. But this day also, and I think this may have some connection, happens to be Women Entrepreneurs Day. And so we got to celebrate women. Now, you wrote a book for women, and I want to connect that back to your book, Women and Heart Disease, because we take on so much as women. Yeah, you know, being an entrepreneur, look what you've done. You served in the military and became a doctor, but not even just a doctor, a specialized doctor, and wrote a book. You know, so all these things. So, as women, do you think that's why our heart disease rate is so high? Is that we keep piling stuff on us, you know? And I don't want to knock women being entrepreneurs whatsoever. I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying we tend to do it all.
Yeah, we do tend to do it all. We tend to be, you know, the major caretakers of our families and you know, think of everybody first. But I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the fact that we most of the time we, you know, take care of everyone and we put our health on the back burner. So whenever a woman is, you know, having symptoms or whatever, they're more likely to downplay their symptoms and not go seek attention. One and two, the fact that, you know, more and more women are now becoming aware of the fact that heart disease is it can be an issue with you because it's still the number one killer of women in the United States. So having that awareness is definitely helping because now women are, you know, more conscious of risk factors for heart disease, and they can make efforts to decrease their chances of getting heart disease. But I think just always, you know, putting everybody ahead of your own health, the lack of awareness was contributing to the high risk. And of course, women, as we get older and we and we, you know, progress past, you know, into the menopause phase, our risk for heart disease goes up a little bit more because we don't have of our endogenous estrogen. So there are several factors, but it's not the end of the story. You are still in charge of your life, and you can still decrease your risk with some lifestyle changes that we've been talking about over the years. So yeah, but it's not the end of the story.
So I think, yeah, over Thanksgiving, don't do the whole turkey and the side salad and the extra dishes and the dessert and the appetizer and the drinks, you know. No, let other people do some stuff too, you know. Especially the younger generation, put the phone down unless you're getting a recipe, a healthy one for Dr. Jackie, and go for it, you know. You know, I like that November 19th, and it going back to the table, right? The Thanksgiving table, and sometimes families there the day before and after the weekend and everything. I want to remind everybody about November 19th is National Integration Day. It is a message of unity and the importance of unity through regardless of race or religion. And I think that's a very important thing over Thanksgiving, that no matter what's going on in your family, Maybe put whatever your belief system is aside and just focus on unity and just see how it goes. How about that?
I like that. I like
Yeah.
that. Unity, definitely. Yes, I
Yeah.
like
Feels
the
so much easier. Gosh,
idea.
because, people get so heated and riled up, and you can
Yes.
literally watch people's blood pressure go up and their cheeks
Absolutely.
start to go red and sweat coming down and it's puffy face and angry and
Absolutely.
it's not nice. And,
Yes,
you
yes.
can have your beliefs and everyone can have that. But I think right now with everything going on in the world this Thanksgiving, I think it's a good step to start going, I can shelve that stuff for a while and let me just try the act of unity, which I think everybody has the unity bone in their backbone and in their soul. It's just sometimes we have to polish it,
Yes, I completely agree. I completely agree.
I
Yeah. Oh,
don't
I like
think
that
you're,
idea. I really do. I know in
yeah,
this
we,
day and age, with everything that's going on in the world with all the politics, everybody's on different sides and you get together with your family, everybody wants to argue one side or the other and get really upset about things and really mad at each other. And that's not necessary. At the end of the day, you're family. And yes, like I agree, unifying or coming together and unifying will make for such a much better meal, a less stressful meal, and just happiness
happy.
all around, I think.
Get those happy hormones. And if you know you're going into a situation where everyone's going to argue, you have the power to say no and not go.
Right.
Honestly, save yourself the drama, really.
Yes.
Even if it means staying at home on your own, who cares? You can watch movies, make yourself something special, maybe have a spa day, whatever. The drama's just not worth it. It really isn't.
Exactly.
I think, Dr. Jackie, you're not going to agree with this one. We have to bring these up to you. November 19th is, oh boy, you're going to get mad, but she's not
Uh-oh.
allowed to get mad because that's stressful.
Uh-oh.
National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
I mean, you are allowed to drink coffee, but I mean, you should not
Carbonate,
overindulge.
we're talking about those sodas. And what about all these
With,
energy drinks? Aren't those
yeah.
kind of bad for your heart?
They, yes, they can be, especially if you have heart condition. If you have what we call arrhythmias or normal or abnormal heartbeats, the caffeine can worsen that, can cause you to have rapid heartbeats, which can cause all kinds of symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath. So if you definitely have a cardiac arrhythmia or fast heartbeat problem, you definitely should stay away from caffeine. And for the rest of us who don't have that, I think, moderate amounts of caffeine is okay. There haven't been any definitive studies saying that caffeine per se will cause such and such heart attack in somebody who doesn't have any predisposition to anything. So no studies that have linked that have shown a direct link. So I think it's okay. Moderation is always a good idea. So moderation should keep you safe.
Now, what about November 20th being this amazing holiday that even just let me have a little bit?
Of what? Alcohol?
National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Yes, I like. Well, in moderation, you can't just tell people, you can't just say don't eat any chocolates whatsoever. That makes people unhappy. It makes me unhappy.
I
So I
wanted a
think
little peanut butter. Yeah. You don't have
it's
to have the whole tin,
you don't
even
have to
though you
have the
want to.
whole thing. Exactly. We say
Yeah.
moderate amounts. Moderate amounts will keep you safe. So
Okay,
moderate.
now I can get behind this holiday. Instead of the political drama, let's all create new traditions. And I like this tradition, November 20th being Odd Socks Day. So you wear maybe the wrong pair of socks, right? Or you wear ones with really fun designs that you think just silly. It's like the ugly Christmas sweater thing. I think, come on, that's the fun part we want, and it can make people cheer up. That's why I hate the white coat thing that you doctors wear. Come on, we need fun stuff,
Yes, that sounds like fun. Exactly. That sounds like fun. Oh, I like that. I like
I do.
that.
I like the odd sock, wear the weird tie, wear the weird sweater. Just be weird and happy. It's always much more fun to go in, and what about that? If say we have a family member who may have just found out they have heart disease or going through a heart attack, things like that can make them happy, right? Just
Yes.
that kind of silliness can help, right?
Silliness,
Alleviate that.
exactly.
Because there's stress that comes with that too, you know,
Yes,
so.
there's a lot of stress that comes with that. So any little moments where you can just be joyful and happy is always helpful.
All right. So it is also World Hello Day on November
I
21st.
like
We go around
that.
and say hello to people.
I like
Remember
that.
that when you actually walk down the street with your phone in your pocket or in your purse or wherever, your backpack, instead of reading your phone and walking into lampposts and stuff and cars, you know, maybe say hello to people with a smile
Yeah.
and a smile, you know, you
And a
could actually
smile.
tell even in COVID when we were all wearing masks, when people were smiling by the crease in their
By the
eyes,
kiss
you
in
know,
their eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
but it's
No,
not the same, but yeah, a smile and a hello means you never know whose spirits you're lifting up, you know?
Yes. Yes. No, it's good. It always feels good when people, when strangers smile and say hello to you. It always gives me a good feeling, and I like that. I remember when I visited Montana once, I was just surprised because everybody says hi to you. And, you know, living in California, it's not that way. People
Yeah.
are much more private and people don't really speak. So it really, I could really feel the difference being over there. Every time you turn around, somebody's smiling and saying hi, and you have no choice but to turn around and smile and say hello back. And that kind of puts you in a good mood. So I just felt like it was just such a friendly environment, and it felt good.
You know, that's what happens when you go hiking or just even take a walk in the park. Your neighborhood, maybe you say hi to your neighbors, you know, and maybe they're gardening or walking. It just kind of like, oh, you know, because here's a, it's a, also National World, was it World Television Day? We, yeah, whatever. sorry, World Television Day. There's good stuff on TV, but here's the deal. It's like the, you watch all the news, right? And everybody gets upset. But when someone says hi to you and you don't know them, and like if you're on a trail, people go, hey, do you know this way? Or, hey, I just saw a deer on this trail or something like that, right? And people share notes, and suddenly you realize, oh, the world isn't that bad. We have friendly people. And hope goes a long way, you know, especially when it's
Absolutely.
already been put there as an example. Then you know, you know?
Yes. I
Okay.
completely agree. I like that one. I like that holiday.
So National Stuffing Day. So this is not the day where you tell people you don't like to get stuffed. But going back, I think, I don't know if you say that in this country. Do you like get stuffed?
Stuffing?
Like
No,
stuffed.
I've never
Oh,
heard
I
that.
suppose that's probably South African.
Oh, you mean like
English.
full stuffing?
No,
Stuffed?
when someone like someone annoys you, you go, oh, get stuffed. And like, it's kind of like
No.
go to hell kind of thing. You don't say
Oh,
that here.
no, I've never heard that one before.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. National Stuffing Day. That's a huge part of Thanksgiving is the stuffing. And everybody has wars of whether you should stuff your turkey or keep it on the outside. But somehow I think Dr. Jackie, you're going to say just do a little stuffing.
Just do a little stuffing, moderate amounts. If you can remember that, you
What's
will
your
be good.
favorite part of the table, the Thanksgiving table?
You mean my favorite meal or my favorite size? I hate to admit this, but is especially during the holidays, is macaroni and cheese.
I'm with you. Nancy and I are like that. Oh yeah. Especially if it's now the top has to be like an extra layer of cheese baked with some bacon.
Oh my God. You are going there. Yes.
But you're
Yes.
allowed to have it once in a while. Now if you eat
Yes,
every
once in a
day.
while, and you don't have to eat the whole pan. Yes,
Do you like
absolutely.
turkey?
I do like turkey. I like
Now,
turkey.
turkey is okay for you. Now, people do that deep fryer thing with the turkey. I don't think that's as healthy as a roast turkey,
Yeah,
right?
it's not as healthy. Exactly. Anything deep fried is definitely, you want to avoid it if you can. Tends to be less healthy because you're talking about, you know, fats that can clog up arteries and can lead to heart attacks. So yeah, so baking is always a better idea than deep frying. But of course, you can do it in moderation and not all the time. But yeah,
Is turkey healthier for you than red meat?
it's a little bit more, yeah, healthier. Yeah, because red meat tends to have a lot of what we call saturated fats, which is the worst kind of fat that you can eat. So turkey tends to have a little less of that. So turkey is better overall than beef.
Now I know you grew up mostly in this country, but you're also from Nigeria. Do you
Yes.
remember turkey? I need to ask my friends because I don't
I
remember
don't.
ever eating turkey until I came to the States. I don't remember it at all in my life. It's
Yeah, I
weird.
don't think we eat turkey in Nigeria. I think it's
No.
chicken
Chicken,
and
yeah.
goat. Yeah, I don't. Well, I could
Goat.
be wrong. I could be
I
wrong.
grew
But
up eating
yes,
goat
goat
too.
meat. Yes, grew up eating
Don't eat
goat.
it when it's cold. Oh my God. No, don't eat it when it's cold. You better eat it when it's hot. You can taste the fat, man. Oh, but goat meat can be done really well. We ate goat in Kenya a lot. That was when we lived out in the bush and stuff, but goat was part of it, but I eat goat cheese. That's my thing. And I'm allowed goat cheese because it's part of the Mediterranean diet, right? So,
Yes, you can have a little bit of that. Yes.
hey, I want you to know that Scottsdale, Arizona is working to become a blue zone city, and we're going to do a show on it in January. A blue
Really?
zone. Yes.
Okay.
Well, how do you, what do you think about that for communities doing blue zones? I was just thinking that because of the Mediterranean diet, like that's part of being those blue zones where people live the longevity, you know, from what they're
Yeah.
eating and how they're happy. That's something to think about. Maybe becoming a blue zone family. Like when you're at Thanksgiving, like what do we do to be a blue zone
To
in our
make it
own
more
little
healthy.
house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Healthy, happy, you know?
Healthy, healthy. Yeah. Yeah. That's
Hmm.
something you can think about with your own family, how you can make it more blue zone. I like that.
You know, when I grew up, kids would have to do that. I think this was the adult's way of getting the kids to go be active, and they'd have their cocktails and, you know, their adult conversations. But we all as kids would always, you know, get together and put on like a play or something for holidays. I don't know. Did you do that? I mean, I remember doing that, and then you'd have to do that. And I think those are kind of cool activities to keep. I don't know,
To
just
keep people
it's an
engaged.
acknowledgement of each other and something fun and creative for the kids and something fun for
Yeah.
the adults.
I
Maybe
think
especially
I'm all, yeah,
after a
go ahead.
couple cocktails.
Yeah, I'm always in favor of doing something where everybody's engaged so that you're not, people aren't in isolation playing around with social media. So if you could do
Oh, yeah.
that would be awesome. No, I never did that, but I remember, plays at school, but not at home, but really, anything that you can come up with where you get everybody involved and engaged is always a fun kind of thing to
Well, November 21st is National Gingerbread Cookie Day, and you could
do.
decorate them
I know
and
you
have
like
one.
gingerbread. Yeah, you
I
like
do
that, so
ginger.
you'll be happy.
I love ginger. I suppose I
Yes.
grew up with Kenya. Kenya ginger was in your backyard, you
Was
know?
it? Yeah.
Everything had ginger, and we had ginger beer, not like the alcohol. Well, there was that
Yeah.
as a kid, ginger beer. Like here they have root beer, and I can't, it's too sweet for me
Yeah,
personally.
it's too
But
sweet.
ginger
Yeah.
beer, give me a good ginger beer. Oh my gosh.
It sounds delicious. I like ginger as well.
Yeah, ginger. We know
Really.
two doctors that we met, you know, on our pet sitting travels, and they make their own soda so they don't have all the
The added
sugars.
sugar. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
so they have
really
like, we
good.
used to have it as a kid, like a SodaStream thing where you do your own carbonation and water, so you don't have to have, you can buy like whatever mix, you can make your own orange juice, but like not with all the stuff in it. So now I'm thinking that's a cool idea. You could do like a bubbly ginger. Ginger's good for the holiday season and it's good for your immune system.
Yes, you
Oh.
can use it as a seasoning, maybe to help cut back on some of the salt or what have you. Yeah, I think ginger is a wonderful seasoning or garnish or whatever in your food.
November 22nd is Go for a Ride Day. And I am so behind this because it could be on horseback, you could be on a bicycle, you could go for a scenic drive. Again, phone down, go with friends, family, and go exploring. And, you know, get out
Exploring.
there. It could be skateboarding, you know, whatever it is. I like that idea. Remember, people used to
Yes.
have the Sunday meal and then go for a Sunday drive as
Yeah.
families. Could
Family,
be.
yeah. Moments to bond with your family members and just enjoy the outdoors. I like that.
The same day is Drinksgiving Day. So like don't do don't that shouldn't be together. And apparently everybody's drinking the night before Thanksgiving, and I think Dr. Jackie's going to go like a no-no on that. That's a no. But it's also National Jukebox Day, and who doesn't like a good jukebox, right? You
Yes.
pick your songs. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What would you
And
go put on the jukebox? Like
you
what,
know,
like
for that my whole family would enjoy. You know, I just saw that the Motown, not Motown, but what do you call it? The Broadway show with the Temptations.
oh, you did?
And
No
yeah,
way. I
it was
love
really
the
good.
Temptations. Are you
Yeah,
kidding?
so all their music, like everybody in the theater knew the words for all the music. So, and it was just such a good time because everybody just, you know, just loves that kind of music. So I can imagine that, you know, if you had a gathering in the house, maybe I think Motown music for me, I think my whole family would be all into it and everyone would be singing the songs and it'll
Not
make for
sitting.
happy moments. Not sitting down and texting or Facebooking or whatever it is these people
And
do.
here's the other thing. During these holidays, have a little light background music. A little light
Okay.
background music so people can still talk, but
Yes.
music changes the attitude.
Yes, it does.
It
It
can
does.
make it like, oh, this is a calm, peaceful meal and relaxing. You know what I mean? You can play a
Yes.
little music just so you can hear it to set the tone of your table, really.
Yeah.
When we did our bed, we ran our bed and breakfast for our friends this past like a month, not even a month ago. And they let me put music on, and it kind of let everybody come in like, oh, this is something special. Oh, this is peaceful. This is nice. I play classical music every time.
Yeah.
And that to me, I could see how that just as people came down the stairs, all of a sudden they went, oh, you know, and no, it was nice, but they could talk and everything. It was at the right volume. So you got to get the volume right.
Yeah, no,
Not
this is good.
anything that your kids are going to do, but something peaceful, even new age, just something, because it helps set that tone that there's no
It
drama.
does.
Put
It
all
does.
those little places in there. And if someone's annoying you, be the person who goes out to pick up whatever's needed at the grocery store. Be the one who takes the drive. Yeah.
That's
If
right.
if the mother-in-law or father-in-law, no, it's normally the mother-in-law.
Yes, I like
Girlfriend,
that
you need anything?
idea.
I'll go pick it up for you.
Right. Step out of the
And then,
situation and calm down a little bit, and then you can come back.
and if you see there's going to be a third or fourth thing, but you don't want to wait, come back and then say, oh, no problem. I'll go back out again.
Your family would be like, why does she keep going out?
Oh, what a
Yeah.
sweet and helpful person.
Right,
You'll
right.
win. You'll win on that. Okay, so now we get to D-Day, the Thanksgiving, right? It
Yes.
is, okay. It is also actually National Day of Mourning, because so many people do pass over the holiday season, and the holiday season can be very difficult for those who have lost loved ones. And
Yeah.
so I always say leave room for them and cherish memories as much as you can. I know grieving goes through so many different phases of anger and then memories and laughter, and it's weird. It's a roller
It
coaster.
is. It is.
So, but again, allow yourself to have that emotion, right? But then also, your loved ones want you to have fun.
Yes. Yes.
Remember that. Just for those
Remember them.
grieving, they want you to have fun. They want you to remember the good times. Don't remember the arguments. Who cares? Remember the good times. And don't feel bad
Remember.
about the arguments because we're human.
Yes.
Who
Yes.
cares, right?
Who cares?
So,
Exactly.
yeah,
Exactly.
so there's that, but it's also Dr. Jackie National Espresso Day. I think that's because everybody was drinking the night before.
Who comes up
Oh,
with these
I don't
holidays?
know, but it's also Eat a Cranberry Day. Why just one cranberry? Like, don't eat the
eat
stuff out of a
cranberry?
can. Do not eat that
Oh, no.
cranberry. Some people really like it though, but so you have
No,
your
not
day, do
out of
your
a can.
thing, but
Yeah, not out of a can. You got to make it from scratch. That's even better.
I know it is. So it's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone who celebrates it. It's Labor Appreciation Day. I
Oh,
love that. I love that.
yes, absolutely.
That's important. And it is also the Macy's Day Parade, which I think that's fun for families and everyone to watch and maybe vote on the best ones, the best floats. I want you all to watch out for Louisiana. Our friends are going to be in the parade. So you must watch and give thumbs up to the state of Louisiana. They did it last year. They were in the Rose Bowl. They won awards. And, you know, they rock. We love the state of Louisiana. Dr. Jackie, it's National Cashew Day.
I
Ooh.
love cashews.
Ooh, look at
I
you.
love
See, we hit
cashews.
on a good one here. Okay, so nuts are good oils, right? Isn't that the good cholesterol for us?
Well, you
Uh-oh.
can't eat too much. Exactly. You can't eat too much of it. Nuts like cashews tend to have a whole lot of fat. Cashews, peanuts have a whole lot of fat. But I mean, you have to have some fat in your diet. So again, in moderation, moderation is always best. You can't sit there and eat the whole container of these nuts because they're quite fattening and salty. Some of them are salted, so you have to be cognizant of that as well.
And some
But
of them became chocolate covered. Yeah.
That's right. They come naturally chocolate covered.
Yes, they do. They come little packages of joy. Some people celebrate turkey-free Thanksgiving, which I really appreciate too. And I want to just give a shout out for the turkey farmers who are keeping the heritage breeds alive and doing organic turkey and free-range turkey, like happy turkeys. You know, diesel turkey in California, we've actually been out to the turkey ranch there, and these are happy turkeys. Maybe not at the end, but none of us are happy going, you know, because that's a big change. Who knows what happens once we, you know, move to the next plane. But because the, you know, factory farming versus free range. And I think there's something to be said about the animal that we should be thankful for the animals that we're eating and the plants and the farmers. But the animals, if they're treated better, I have a really good feeling that they probably taste better if they were treated better, you know, and probably going to be healthier. And so you're going to be eating like grass-fed beef. Isn't that healthier than non-grass-fed beef? I'm not, you know,
I
it
am
just
not
seems.
certain about that. No, I haven't looked into that
But
data
then
yet.
again, for heart health, it's going to be like, don't eat too much of it at all.
Don't exactly. Meat
But
tends to have a lot of fat, saturated fats, which is bad for the heart.
okay. All right. So we're getting close here to the end of our holidays. Black Friday, we always said it's also Buy Nothing Day. That's funny. I say support Small Business Saturday. That's what I'm all for.
Oh, I
Small
like that.
business.
Support Small Business Saturday.
And go downtown. Right? Go do old, like, go shopping. Because guess what, Dr. Jackie, if we're going downtown and shopping, we're putting some steps in. And
Yes.
that's a good thing. So
That
shopping
is always a
used
good
to
thing.
be healthy. You know, they called it retail therapy because you were
That's
walking,
right.
you were with your friends. Don't take
That's
your
right.
husband. He doesn't care. He
That's
really
right.
doesn't. He doesn't want to have to sit there while you show
While
him
you're
one
shopping.
dress. No, he doesn't
Exactly.
care.
Trying on
Unless
one
you're in the
after
lingerie department. No. But and
the
then they sit on the chair. Like, yeah, so that's not as fun. But shopping with your friends, you go have a lunch, salad, glass of wine to keep the stress down. And walk. Listen, I'm sorry, but if I have to do any kind of shopping like that, I'm having wine or champagne along the way. It's happening. I'm sorry, but I'll be walking. I'll be a far happier, stress relieved person. Then I hate shopping. I just am not one of those people who enjoy. I like going downtowns though and going into the different stores. So I suppose I do enjoy shopping because I think of friends and family, you know, but I like that. But I don't like going into big box stores with that big bright light and everybody pushing in each other, their carts
That's right.
hitting your butt as you walk, the back of your ankles when you stand in line. Not a fan.
Exactly. Me neither.
In fact, Nancy has not grocery shopped, I would say, for a good 15 years. She won't.
Really?
No, she won't.
So
She
she
doesn't like it.
orders.
No, I go. Like, we're
Oh,
on the
you
road, so I go. Yeah, that's her thing. She's like, I've got this important stuff to do. She always has important things to do, apparently. You're out anyway doing this. Why don't you know? So that's, you know, we have our roles. But she just, it, it. She doesn't like it. So she doesn't like it. She doesn't do it.
She doesn't go, and she's mom, so
Stress,
she can do
stress
that.
relief. Stress relief is
That's
good.
right.
So shopping, but we skipped over to Saturday. Oh, November 24th is National Sardines Day. Is that a good thing?
Sardines is good. Oily fish
Oh.
tend to have the better kind of good fats, the what we call the polyunsaturated fats. So sardines is good.
Oh, okay. Dr.
Yeah.
Jackie's got a thumbs up for the sardinis. We used
Yes.
to have sardine runs in South Africa, and all the sharks would come after them.
Well,
Also, Native American.
the
Yeah, I like sharks, but I don't want to eat them.
sharks know.
You dived with them.
I
Okay.
did. I did.
What
I
about
did a
your
cave
stress?
dive.
What? Okay. You are the heart doctor, you are the cardiologist. Like, I would need the electrophysiologist if I went in there, or maybe I'd be so wired. Like, tell me how good was your heart? Like, go. I mean, is there something? Well, number one, you're doing something challenging, so it's excitement, right? But what, I mean, you know what you're doing, so fear is not a, it is like,
I
what
know.
did you tell everybody what you did? Because this is cool. I mean, you've done all kinds of things like this around the world. Dr. Jackie is a world traveler, and travel is a good thing for people.
It is a
It's
good
heart
thing. It's
healthy
one of my,
exercise.
yes, it's my stress relief, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So I've been to many places. Anyway, I did a shark dive off the coast of South Africa. I can't remember exactly where. So they put you on a cage. They put to see the great whites, of course. They put you in a cage and they just drop the cage right next to the ship. Not, I'm sorry, to the boat underwater, and then they pour the shark bait so the sharks can come close to the gate and eat the bait while you take pictures. I just had to do it because it's on my bucket list. I've known about this place in South Africa that you can do
It's
this.
outside Cape Town, De Hoek area.
Yeah. So because we drove outside of Cape Town. Yeah, exactly.
After
So
you
I
had
did it. It
wine,
was, what was that?
I said after you had wine and
Oh yeah,
Stellenbosch.
you can't. Yes, they have wonderful wines in South Africa. So yeah, so I had to do it. It was on my bucket list, and I did it. It was kind of nerve-wracking, initially. But we got in the cage. They came in. They weren't so big. They came by and swam around you. I mean, you feel safe when you know you're in a cage, and they've been doing this for many years and haven't lost a tourist yet. So yes, I felt confident about the boat. I saw the reviews, so I felt safe. So I did it. It was fun, and that was that. I get to cross that off my bucket list.
But this, see, but that thing isn't part of being healthy, actually living your dreams.
Yes, I that's what I believe. I believe that. I believe that you should. You shouldn't always put things off for tomorrow, because when you're not always guaranteed tomorrow. And you should take a chance. If there's something that you really want to do, instead of making excuses, you should try it. Take a chance. Go on a limb. Be vulnerable. Go out there. Put yourself out there and see what happens.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I'm all for it. Now it's also moving to November 25th, which is Small Business Saturday. So go shopping downtown.
Go
It's
shopping.
National Play Day with Dad. So it's about going out and playing basketball and stuff like that. I think that's healthy. National Parfait Day. Okay. I'm not a yogurty person, but I've had a lot of parfaits at bed and breakfast. It's a part of their side dish with berries, fruits and berries, some granola, and yogurt. Is yogurt really good for us, or is that like on the level of ice cream of health?
Yogurt is better, of course, than ice cream. And the better yogurt is the one that's without sugar and plain. All the other things added in to make it delicious can make
Most of
it
them
less
doing Greek
healthy.
yogurt. Most of them that I know are
Yeah,
doing
Greek
Greek
yogurt
yogurt.
is healthier for you. Yes,
Okay.
without the added sugar or fruit flavors that's not natural, or that's some form of processed fruit to give it the taste, is not good for you because of the added sugar and the preservatives. But plain yogurt is healthier.
And berries are good.
Berries are
Antioxidants,
good.
right?
Yes, any kind of fruits, fresh fruits, is good for you. Not the processed ones in the cans, but fresh fruits always good for you.
Well, this is where we stop. Saturday, November 25th, shop, small and local, small business. support small businesses because they, you don't want the shop owners being all stressed out by having no customers, no stress for them. But downtown shopping is fun, and all the lights that cities put together do all those lights, Christmas lights, twinkly lights. Twinkly lights make my happy hormones go up. Yeah. I love twinkly lights. I believe we should have them year round because they make me very, very happy.
I
do.
agree.
Twinkly
I
lights,
agree
but
with you.
Dr. Jackie, I'm glad we stop on the 25th because the 26th is National Cake Day.
Oh, no, we got to stop on the 25th.
She's stopping. She's like, we're going to stop at the yogurt. That's it. We're all done and go shopping. That's all good. That's all good. And everyone have fun shopping too, you know.
Absolutely.
And don't break the bank if you can't either. Don't put yourself in financial stress if you can help it either. That's the other thing. I wonder about that with people, like heart disease comes after financial stress, you know, like financial stress is almost like a disease of its own for people.
Yes, that's probably a whole other conversation, but I would agree with you.
Take some meditation and gratitude time during this week. But thank you and happy Thanksgiving to you, Dr. Jackie, and to your friends and family as well.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and we will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I know Dr. Jack is going to come on about Christmas and tell us all about those sugar cookies next. and we want to wish everyone a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving for all of our friends here in this country. And if you're overseas, and I know we have a lot of listeners overseas, we wish you a happy week anyway, and have some gratitude and some fun, and eat that gingerbread. But you know, you can eat one gingerbread cookie, but not the whole house.
That's right.
Everyone, keep up with Dr. Jackie at womenandheartdiseasebook.com. She's also on Facebook. Thanks so much, everyone. Take care. Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Big Weekly Blend Podcast. You can keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com. And if you want to get our Big Weekly Blend magazine, just sign up for our newsletter at blendradioandtv.com.